Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music.
Hey, everybody. In lieu of doing an actual standard episode for the next 2 weeks, unfortunately, our schedules are not going to allow us to do that. So what we're going to do instead is, as kind of a holdover, not a holdover, to hold you over. We're not holding over. We're both going to be reading some passages from Lexcalibur, Useful Poetry for Adventurers Above and Below the World by Jerry Holkins and Mike Krahulik of Penny Arcade. Hopefully this will be entertaining. I don't know. We've never done exactly anything like this before. But we need to do something. So here it goes. The dedication is great, by the way. For my enemies who have made me wise. Okay, the first poem is "The Eyes Have It." Don't jump to conclusions because I'm an eyeball that floats through the hallways and glistens with drool. Technically, yes, my hair is more eyeballs, but ask any monster. They'll tell you I'm cool. Good advice about bad advice. Some books may be comfortably judged by their covers. Some people who wander can't find their way home. Some caves are just mouths where strange birds may hover. Some brothers are brigands. Some sisters are gnomes. Lesser-known werebeasts. Everyone's talking about silly old werewolves, howling old werewolves, nobody cares. There's buckets of werethings that you never heard of, lurking in darkness, scheming in lairs. But where are the weres no one's ever heard of? Friends, there are weres we know only a third of. Please spare some pity for gentle were-kitties, sleeping all fuzzy in big plate mail boots. And do take a moment for all the were-rodents. The were-kitties chase till the big were-owl hoots. It's late in the were-swamp, were-toads are leaping. Don't try to be quiet, the were-beds are sleeping. Now I will turn it over to Scott, who will read a few, and do the outro. Again, I know this is short. I know this is not the same thing as a full-on podcast, but I really hope you liked it. Scott, take it away.
Thanks, Andy. I appreciate that. Well read, by the way. All right, so here are my poems. The first one is Surprise. What could be in there? Mystical helms? With jewels and strange letters from faraway realms? Or maybe a cape? With silvery stitching, to shield me from magic when witches are witching. Could be a necklace with gold and gems strung. But no, it's just teeth. Well, teeth and a tongue. Sword of my fathers. The blade, well, it's nothing to look at, and this hilt has seen better days. The crossguard is dented from guarding. The tang and the leather part ways. The pommel fell off in the forest. I'll have to find it or try. But the scabbard, it says in clear letters, with you as ever am I. And last but certainly not least, the riddle of Black Bridge. There's letters underneath the bridge, but nobody can read them. Peter said his father said that someday we may need them. When our dads were young, I'm told, the words down there were clearer. They burned with noble purpose when the magic winds were nearer. When the giants came, we looked beneath the sooty stone. The words that had been written there were dull and barely shown. There's letters underneath the bridge, but nobody can read them. And since no one can read them, well, nobody can heed them. Wise, wise words, especially for today's... Oh, we're not going to go there. You know what I mean. I don't have to say it.
Maga, maga, maga.
Anyway, we, Andy and I, the two bards, do certainly hope that you enjoyed our... Holdover podcast, and again apologize for scheduling conflicts, but sometimes, you know, life takes over, and we appreciate your patience with that. But we wouldn't have any patience to have without our Patreon patrons. So, without further ado, a great big heartfelt thanks to Hawk Robinson, James Peters, Leslie Sedlak, Rob McLennan, Zombie Orpheus Entertainment, Tobin Dax, Gordon D. Duke, Dennis Nickel, Jay Blanken, Casey Lee, Dougie Sharp, Todd McKimmy, Lotta Jerf, Tom Brophy, Laura Adams, James Herbert, Bo Pritchard, Tim Martin, Brad Roberts, Jennifer Reifenberry, and Rival Guy. Thank you all, and you'll be hearing from us again in our normal format soon. I don't know what soon is, but it's better than later. Sometimes. I don't know.